One of the great messianic psalms, which we might call a prophetical typical messianic psalms, is Psalm 22. And what I'd like to do is follow this psalm in Hebrew, identifying each word, and then showing how it refers to Christ, how we see Christ in this great psalm. I remember at Dropsy, where I studied some years back, one of the Jewish students said, we were talking about when he had learned the Torah, and he said, "From my mother's womb, Gary." And then he said, "What else is there?" And I thought, as a Christian, what else is there except to learn the Torah, the Word of God, around Jesus Christ? And in Luke 24, this might have been one of the passages, no doubt, that Jesus would have taken to apply to himself. When he was at the cross, he begins by quoting this text. Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani, my God, why have you forsaken me? And this text is clearly in his mind. So I would like to go through it from the Hebrew, looking at each word, identifying each word grammatically, and then applying each verse to Christ and to the cross work. It begins, Lam natseach al hayelet hashachar mizmor le David, for the leader, or for the chief musician, upon the ayelet hashachar, upon the, we're not really sure what this means, the hind of the morning, is the way to literally translate it, some type of melody, Mizmor le David, a psalm of David, or belonging to David. So now we begin. Eli, Eli, lama azabtani, rechok mishuati, divrei sha'agati. I would call this the prayer of Christ upon the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from my help and the words of my roaring? Notice Eli is from the noun El, meaning God, and E is a personal pronoun, first common singular. So my God, lama, here we have the interrogative, lama, why, followed by azabtani, the cal perfect, second masculine singular, from azav, with the pronominal suffix in the e, why have you forsaken me, the noon being a hinge to take us to the pronominal suffix, first common singular. So, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why, I understood, are you rachok mishuati? Why are you so far from my help? Why are you distant from my help? Notice mishuati is from mishua, which means salvation or help, and mishua becomes mishuat in construct, again with the first person singular pronominal suffix in the e. So why are you so far from my help and from divrei sha'agati, the words of my cry, or my roaring? Notice divrei is from the noun devar, meaning word. In the plural, it's devarim. And here, in the plural masculine construct, we have a tseriyod. It's divrei. So the words of my sha'agati, my roaring. It's like his crying out in agony, shrieking in agony. Sha'aga is the noun, and notice it's a feminine noun with the at ending in construct with the pronominal suffix, first person singular, in the e. So, why are you so far from helping me in the words of my roaring? Here we see the prayer of Christ upon the cross, crying out to the Father and saying, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And I think on the cross, when Christ was paying for the atonement of the sins of all mankind, that there was an abandonment within the Trinity. You might even say a rupture in the Trinity, in that the Father forsook the Son in the sense that he actually, we could say, suffered an eternal death, separated from the Father for us during that time. But then, is after having paid for that penalty upon the cross, is brought back into the intimacy of that eternal fellowship that he always shared with the Father. When we look at Matthew chapter 27, this very text is quoted, except in Aramaic, where it reads, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani? My God, why have you abandoned me?" Savak is looking at an Aramaic word that looks at total abandonment. And again, the same idea as azab. It is significant here that Jesus becomes our sin bearer, and he was willing to experience the separation of the Father on our behalf to bear our sins upon the cross and experience that, and I say, judgment for us. And I think that's what Jesus must have meant when he said to the Father, "Let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done," because of the intensity and meaning of the cross suffering. So as we go on in verse 3, Elohai ekrayomam velo ta'anet, Belaile velo dumiali, my God, I cry by day, and you do not answer, and at night, and there is no ceasing for me. Notice Elohai, my God, is from Elohim, meaning God. The mem is dropped off, and we have the noun in construct, the proper name, with I. The pronominal suffix on plural forms first common singular. So, my God. And here we see the transcendence of God. I cry, ekra. Notice ekra is the cow perfect, or the cow imperfect, first person singular from kara with the aleph prefix. So, my God, I cry, yomam, by day. Notice yom is the noun meaning day, and am is the adverbial suffix meaning daily or by day. So I cry daily or by day, velo ta'aneh, but you do not answer. Notice the vav here, taking a contrastive use of the vav, lo being the negative particle, and ta'aneh from the root ana, to answer, is a cow imperfect second person singular from ana. So I cry by day, but I'm not getting an answer. You do not answer. Belaila, here again we have the vav conjunction followed by the noun lila, velo dumiali, and there is no ceasing. I keep crying, but I do not cease from that crying. Here again we have a noun, a feminine noun, ceasing, dumiali, and there is no ceasing for me. Li is the inseparable lamed preposition, followed by the personal pronoun, first common singular. So I keep crying, Lord, by day and by night, and there's no ceasing as to my crying. But as of yet, I haven't had an answer, seems to be the implication. Again, not only David, but we see Jesus experiencing this upon the cross. David, when he was undergoing a lament because of his enemies pursuing him and what he was going through, By the way, this is an individual lament psalm looking at the lamentation of David, who becomes again a type of our Lord. So as we go on in verse 4, Ba'ata kadosh yoshev tehilot Yisrael, but you are holy, the one who sits upon the praises of Israel. Notice again, the ve is the conjunction, the vav, ata is the personal pronoun, second person singular, and kadosh is an adjective meaning holy. So you are holy, a holy one, speaking of God. Yoshev Tehilot Yisrael. Yoshev is the cow active participle from Yashav. Notice the O class vowel followed by the tseri, giving it away as a cow active participle. Dwelling or sitting enthroned, Tehilot, we must supply like the beh or on. And then the Tehilot is from Tehilah, meaning praise. And the oat makes it a feminine plural. So sitting upon the praises of Israel. And Tehilot is in construct with Yisrael, the name for the people of God. So you're holy. You're set apart. The one who is enthroned upon the praises of Israel. The praises of Israel would mean that God's people in the past were able to praise Him for the deliverance that He would bring to them. And I want to be a part of that, David is praying, and the greater David upon the cross. I want to provide, a foundation for God's throne, for the Father's throne, through the praises that I can ascend of the deliverance that He is going to effect or give to me. And so in the next verse, which is verse 5 in the Hebrew, it says, Becha batuchu avotenu, batuchu va tefalatemo. In you, our fathers trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. Notice Becha is the preposition, the bait, plus the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular, in you. Batachu is from the root batach, to trust. And notice it's a cal perfect, third common plural from batach. So in you, they trusted, namely, our fathers. Avot is the noun of in the feminine plural. And then notice we have, with the od ending, we have the tseri yod, putting it in construct, with the new, the pronominal suffix, first common plural. So our fathers trusted in you. They trusted, but the who, again, a kel perfect, third common plural from batach. They trusted, vatefalatemo, and you rescued them or delivered them. Notice we have the root palat, to deliver. Here we have a PL, imperfect, second person singular, from the root palat, with a vav hafik, or a vav conversive, taking that imperfect and putting it into the past. And then we have amo, a third person plural pronominal suffix. So you delivered them. In other words, our fathers trusted in you. They trusted, and you rescued them. David is saying, rescue me. Jesus is saying, please help me now, as I'm trusting for your deliverance, that you would deliver me as well. And then the psalmist goes on, and our Lord goes on in its application, I should say, to our Lord, in verse 6. Elecha za'aku venimlatu, Baha vatahu velo voshu. Unto you they cried and were delivered. In you they trusted, and they were not put to shame. Notice Elecha is from the preposition el, meaning unto, followed by the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular in the cha. So unto you they cried. Za'aku is from za'ak, to cry. And notice it's the cal perfect, first or third person or common plural with the u suffix. They cried and they were delivered. Notice the vav here is the simply a vav conjunction, followed by the nifal. Nifal, perfect, third common plural in the u from malat, and the nun prefix gives it away as a nifal. So unto you they cried and they were delivered. Our fathers trusted in you and they escaped. They trusted in you and they were delivered. Notice I want to be part of that same thing. And so as we go down to verse 6, unto you they cried and were delivered. Becha batachu velo voshu. At 6b, in you, again we have the preposition bait with the cha pronominal suffix, second masculine singular, but the hu is the cal perfect, third person plural from batach. They trusted the lo boshu, and they were not put to shame. Notice the ve in the conjunction followed by lo, the personal or the negative particle, and boshu is from bosh, to be put to shame. A cal perfect, third common plural from Bosch. So, our fathers cried to you, and they were delivered. They trusted in you, and they were not put to shame. I need to be part of that deliverance, is what the psalmist is saying. That is David and the greater David upon the cross. Our fathers trusted, and they were delivered. Now, I need help, is the prayer of the psalmist and of our Lord. But for the present, I'm like a man. I'm like a worm and no man. No man at all. Notice verse 7, Va'anochi tola'at v'lo ish, cherpat adam uvzuiam. But I am a worm and not a man, a reproach of men and despised of the people. Notice the vav here is your vav conjunction, followed by the personal pronoun anochi, I, and then the noun tola'at, meaning worm. I am a worm, v'loish, and not a man. Again, the lo followed or preceded by the vav conjunction and the noun ish. I'm not a man. I'm like a worm. Cherpat adam uvzuiam, a reproach of men. Cherpat is from cherpa, meaning a reproach, and then of a man or of men. Notice here we have a noun in construct with adam, meaning man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. Uvzuiam. In other words, I'm despised as well. And notice, vaza is the noun meaning to, or is the verb meaning to despise. And this is a cal passive participle with the shurik, followed by a final yod. These verbs, called lamed hay verbs, were at one time lamed or final yod forms, and we see that final yod reappearing here. One who was despised, and this passive participial form is in construct with am, the noun meaning people. So as for me, I'm like a worm. I'm despised. I'm not even treated as a man, a reproach of men, and one who has been despised of the people. David is no doubt thinking this and praying this, and ultimately the Lord on the cross experiencing the same feeling. But in the midst of this, we see mockery. Notice verse 8, where we see the mockery of David's enemies and ultimately of Christ upon the cross. Choroi yalviguli yaftiru vesafa yanihu rosh. All who see me, they jeer at me. They part with the lip, they shake the head. Notice, ho is a noun, everyone who is seeing me. Every one of the ones who are seeing me are all who see me. And notice, ro'ai is from the verb ra'a, to see. Final he form again, where the lamed he, where the he part of this is dropped out and elided. And we have the pronominal suffix and the I. And so what we have here, everyone who sees me, we have a cal participle, masculine singular, from ra'a, to see. So all who are seeing me, yal'iguli, they mock at me. Notice yal'iguli is from la'ag, to scorn or to mock. And again, yal'iguli, we notice you have a hifil imperfect, a third common plural from la'ag, with the a vowel followed by the hirik, the I vowel. So they are caused to mock toward me. Again, the lamed prefix, inseparable preposition, I should say, followed by the pronominal suffix in the e. So all who see me laugh at me. Yachtiru, they part with the lip. Yanihu, they shake the head. Yachtiru is from fatar, to shoot out or to part the lips in a taunt. And notice we have again an AI vowel pattern in this hifil imperfect third common plural from patach. So they shoot out or they part with the lip. And notice ba is the preposition and safa is the noun meaning lip. So they part with the lip. Yanihu, they shake the head. Yanihu is from the verb nua, meaning to shake. Here again we have the cal imperfect, third person plural. From nua, they shake the head. And rosh is the noun meaning head. And so here we have mockery. They're laughing him to scorn. They're shooting out with the lip. They're parting with the lip and saying things that are are taunting. This is applied not only to David, but to the greater David on the cross. And so all who are looking on and seeing what is happening are mocking them, are laughing at them, at David and at Christ, ultimately upon the cross. And here is what they're saying. Gol el Adonai yefalatehu yatzilehu ki hafetz bo. Roll unto the Lord. Let him deliver him. Notice there's the mocking that are going on. Let him rescue him. For he takes pleasure or delights in him. Notice goal is a cal imperative from the root galal, a double ayin form, and the final laman has dropped out in this imperatival form. So roll unto the Lord, yefalatehu, let him rescue him. Notice falat is the verb to rescue, and here we have the shabbat pathak with the prefix yod that makes it a pl imperfect, third masculine singular, followed by u, who, the pronominal suffix, third masculine singular. So let him rescue him. In other words, let him roll unto the Lord. Like one might roll up on the bed on one's couch or bed for support. Let David, and the greater David, roll up on the Lord for protection. We can see the crowd around the cross as well, where they're crying out, he trusted in the Lord, let him come down from the cross if he is who he claims to be. Yatzilehu, let him deliver him. Notice here the root is salach, salach, and here we have hu added to it, a pronominal suffix for third person singular, and we have another PL verb, third person singular with an AI vowel pattern, so let him deliver him, for he takes delight in him. Notice chafetz is the cow perfect third person singular from chafetz. So he takes delight in him, an intransitive verb, followed by the bait preposition and the O, a pronominal suffix, third masculine singular. So here we see the mockery of not only David's enemies, but the mockery of the crowd. And it is interesting, in the midst of that, Jesus could say, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And so we see mockery going on. The crowds, I believe, around the cross, David's enemies becoming a type of that. Then as we move on in verse 10, he continues, Ki ata gochi mibatin, maftichi al shedei imi. For you are the one who took me from the womb, causing me to trust upon the breasts of my mother. Notice the key here is the conjunction for. Ata is just the personal pronoun, second person singular from ata. For you took me, gohi. Here again we have a participial form, a cal active participle from goach, with a pronominal suffix, first common singular. You are the one who took me from the womb. Notice min batech, or min baten, where the noon has assimilated into the bait, causing the doggish forte, meaning from the womb. You're the one who took me from the womb, causing me to hope. Batach is the word to trust. Actually, we probably should render this, making me to trust. And notice we have a mim prefix, making it a participle with an AI vowel pattern. So it's a hifio participial form, causing me to trust with a pronominal suffix, first common singular, causing me to trust upon the breast of my mother. Shedei is the noun plural form with the tseri yod from shad or shade in construct with imi, my mother. So you've caused me to trust upon the breasts of my mother. Two nouns in construct, and notice im is the word ima is mother, and now imi would be mother of me or my mother. I cannot help but think here that David is thinking about how as a child, before birth, or when he was a little child, I should say, he trusted the Lord for his sustenance upon the breasts of his mother. And the same with our Lord Jesus. He was like an innocent young baby, trusting the Father to help him in the incarnation. And so he goes on and says, Alecha hoshlicha hoshlakti meiracham mebeten emi eli ata. Upon you, hoshlakti, I was cast, I have been cast from the womb. From the belly of my mother, you are my God. Mebetenimi Eliata. Notice, Alecha is the preposition upon, followed by the pronominal suffix, second person singular in the Cha. So, upon you, Hoshlati, I was cast, or I have been cast forth. Notice, Hoshlati is from Shalach, to cast forth. It is a hophal, a perfect, first common singular with the T suffix. So upon you I was cast forth from the womb. Notice mim, the mim here is the min. The nun has dropped out because the resh, being guttural in form, or acting like a guttural, could not take a doubling. Hence, we have compensatory lengthening from a hirik to a tseri in the min, the noon having been alighted. And so, and rechem, simply the noun meaning womb, here in pause, so we have rachem instead of rechem with a comma under the next to the last vowel. Now notice, as we go on, mebeten emi, Eliata, from the womb of my mother, you are my God. Mim here is from min again, the noon having assimilated into the bait, causing the doggish forte. And imi, again, my mother, from ima, pronominal suffix, first common singular in the e. And Eli, my God, we've seen that at the beginning of the psalm. Ata, second person singular from Ata. So upon you, I was cast from the womb. From the very beginning, I was dependent upon you, Lord. I was cast forth. A matter of fact, from the belly of my mother, you are my God. From the very beginning, before I was even born, I was trusting you, depending upon you, David is saying. And then the later David, the Lord Jesus, repeating the same. And then from the very birth time, my dependency was upon you. So help me now. I need help. At this point in my life, having gone through and experiencing what I'm going through, please deliver me, David is saying. And then the greater David upon the cross, you can hear him praying this prayer and thinking through this prayer, asking the Father to respond and to deliver him just like he cared for him from his mother's womb.